Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, not a COVID-19. New figures from Johns Hopkins show caseloads going up in more than 22 states, and health experts are pointing to those gatherings from a couple weeks ago on Memorial Day weekend. Caroline Buckey is professor of epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health. Professor Buckey, your thoughts. We are a couple of weeks past those gatherings. Do you agree they may be to blame?
I think the first thing to say is that it's important to remember that confirmed cases going up sometimes reflects testing capacity changes and the ability to find new cases. So as different states increase their testing, sometimes they're finding more cases. The extent to which that reflects the true epidemic will vary. So there should always be a little bit of caution in interpreting confirmed case counts around the country. Having said that, I think that the uptick in cases that we're seeing in some states seems real. And, you know, the numbers based on hospitalizations and deaths, at least, will be lagged by a couple of weeks. So it's reasonable to assume that that reflects transmission happening in the previous weeks. And I should say that we've been monitoring mobility patterns around the country, and we have seen a gradual increase in mobility and spikes in movement and travel that have happened, you know, associated with the Memorial Day weekend, but also more generally just an uptick in how people are moving around.
Well, is this tracking through, you know, cell phones, not necessarily getting any personal data, but just seeing as they move around? How are you tracking?
Yes, that's based on aggregated data from mobile phones. So it's never individual level, but you can see, say, on a county level that people are starting to travel further and move more frequently.
Well, but staying with Memorial Day weekend, there was concern that a lot of kids, you know, just as they had at spring break, had gone to places like Florida, were partying, we saw the pictures, and then would disperse from there and go home. And now we have college athletes, young people, returning to the field, and some of them are testing positive. Arkansas State reported 7 athletes across different programs tested positive last week, all asymptomatic. They're not showing any signs. You know, your concerns about kids that are going back, young people are going back to college.
Yes, I think that this is a big concern. We know that the virus spreads best when people are congregated together. We also know that young people are not immune to this virus. They can get the virus, they can transmit the virus. And so when they are coming together in big congregations and then traveling elsewhere, they can spread it when they go. A significant amount of transmission happens before you have symptoms. So it's that pre-symptomatic transmission that is of real concern among these young people.
Well, and that brings us to the protests we're seeing. I mean, we know public health experts have been hand to mouth, you know, concerned, even though many of them are out, you know, themselves protesting what they see as an inequity in the treatment of Americans, the difference in health care for Black Americans and white Americans. So many of them are out protesting, health workers. But how concerned are you about the spread as so many people have gathered to protest?
So I think this is obviously a very complicated issue. The reality is that this epidemic has disproportionately impacted communities of color and Black Americans, and that Black Americans face systematic public health inequities. And so the protesters that we're seeing now, most of the organizations behind these protests are trying to protect people as best they can while protesting their rights to adequate public health care. So, you know, this is a very worrying, but at the same time, I think we have to do what we can to protect them. So yeah. We know that, you know, being crowded into jails is one of the highest risk factors for transmission, and we shouldn't be locking people up for protesting. Clearly, there is risk of COVID-19 being spread by these protests. Having said that, we've already seen an uptick in movements around the country that are likely also contributing to transmission. And personally, I think that the reasons for the protests and the efforts being made to social distance reflect a very different set of circumstances than you know, holidaying for Memorial Day weekend.
Caroline Buckey, professor of epidemiology at Harvard. Professor Buckey, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.